This week is Prisons Week, and one of the issues we are looking at is employment for prisoners when they get out of jail. Lots of work is done to rehabilitate and to teach new skills to the prison population. But once they have a criminal record, just how easy is it to get work on the outside? Would you be happy to employ someone that had a criminal record, or would you be happy to work with and alongside someone that did? Richard Taylor is the governor of Hyde Bank Wood College, formerly known as Her Majesty's Prison, Hyde Bank Wood. Stephen has been speaking to him and began by asking him, how difficult is it to get employment?
It is, Stephen. Although it is a changing picture for us, many young people come into custody today with significant behavioural and attitudinal difficulties. Many are coming in with mental health and addiction problems. They do, in many instances, come from difficult backgrounds. They do have a lower educational baseline. And in real terms, for work and work opportunities, they don't have any relevant work experience. But it is a change in picture, and I have to say the work with our professional staff here and teachers at Hyde Bank Wood does create opportunities for improvement for work upon release.
And you know what at least some of the population would say. If you get yourself into jail, tough. You know, that there are plenty of good, decent people who don't have a criminal record who can't find work, and they should come first.
Yes, and we have had many visitors to Hyde Bank Wood College and many professional people coming in. And you're right, Stephen, and I would like to state quite categorically that our work here is done after people have been through the courts and who have been presented into our care. Now, firstly, this should never be seen as goodies for baddies, because that's not certainly not what we're about. This is about creating opportunities to prevent the creation of the next victim. So it's about having a look at what those offending behaviour patterns are, and about creating real opportunities for change through education and involvement, and dealing in many cases with educational disability. Many of the people in Hyde Bank Wood College have opted out of school pre-teen years, and therefore coming into an environment and coming from a background where they have been involved in crime. And as my colleagues have said in press before, really when they come to Hyde Bank Wood and any of our prison gates, they have been in front of the justice system for quite a long period before that.
What do the stats say? If someone, when they get out of jail, does find work, what are the reoffending rates like for that person compared to someone who doesn't find employment?
The significant difference that creating employment has on the pattern of reoffending is tremendous. Now, the study for Hyde Bank Wood College, of course, would be a longitudinal study, and I envisage that will take about 10 years for it to tell the true picture. But reoffending rates in Northern Ireland had been going up to 3 years ago. In 2015, when we started this project, and I'm happy to quote just the figures that I'm working with this morning, 76% 3 years ago, reduced to 71.5%, and then down to 65% this year. And I believe there's a direct correlation between breaking up the pattern of offending behaviour by giving people an educational background and tailor-making that background through proper educational qualifications that are directly linked into work. If you can change the circumstances in which someone who came into a prison and who got involved in crime by creating employment opportunities and giving them the opportunity to achieve for themselves, you can reduce the rate of reoffending.
What about, Richard, those people who have the more serious criminal offences, who have committed them, murder, sexual offences? Do you really expect an employer to take a chance with someone who, for example, has committed a sexual offence?
Well, in many cases, all of these are risk assessed. In our work here within the prisons and within Northern Ireland, or indeed within any jurisdiction, we're dealing very much with an individual. So whilst we're focused on that individual and about creating opportunities for change, we can't ignore the offence. We can't ignore how serious that offence has been, and they will go through a range of risk assessments in order to be placed, or indeed some may not be placed within employment, or indeed be deemed to be too risky to put into employment jobs.
Well, if they're too risky to work, you wonder why they're released in the first place. But that's not a question for you, I guess. What do you do inside with them then? How do you rehabilitate someone who goes into Hyde Bank and they don't care about society? They probably don't care about themselves either. How do you start to rebuild someone like that?
Well, first of all, it's carrying out that assessment just to find out just what position any individual is in. Certainly our experience here is that 2015, over 65% of those people who came into Hyde Bank Wood were illiterate in terms of numeracy, literacy and ICT. We outsourced our educational provision then to Belfast Metropolitan College, who are the educational experts and who were able to carry out an assessment and put together individual learning plans for each person that's here. Now, from that individual learning plan, there's a personal development plan, and that's, again, linked through, and you're quite right, linked through to sentence, linked through to offence, the time that they're going to be here and what reasonably can be achieved. The beauty of doing it through an educational provider, of course, is that if someone is here, Stephen, for 6 weeks, 6 months or 6 years, once they finish here, they can continue that education on the outside through all of the local colleges. Now, we would look at what the job opportunities are, and we've met with employers, we've held employers forums to see where are the job opportunities within Northern Ireland and within communities that we can suitably train people for. And that's what we do. Through City and Guilds and National Vocational Qualifications, we aim to give people not only the educational but the practical experience of being able to contribute in the workplace once they're released.
But for someone that goes in and doesn't want to study, can you turn them around? How do you get through to them?
We can't have it compulsory here. There's no one here that's under the age of 18 years of age, so education has to be totally voluntary. And what we try to do is, for those more harder to reach people, we start to look at what are the areas that they would be interested in and what are the areas that they'd be interested in working in. And it's about trying to empower and motivate someone into education. So in many instances, a lot of people in Hyde Bank Wood would have a low rate of attention span. Many who we have assessed have been found to be on the autistic scale. So our classes are split up really into a school timetable with 45-minute teaching time sessions across a range of timetabled events.
What would you say to those members of the public who don't like you calling these people students? They're criminals.
Yes, they certainly have been in front of the courts. They have received either a remand or they've received a sentence. But as I said at the outset, Stephen, we're probably one of the very few businesses within a society that must take everyone that the courts presents to our door. Now, Hyde Bank Wood isn't just a holding pattern for someone for a period of time that the courts have detained. We are charged with attempting to make a difference with those individuals and putting rehabilitation at the centre of all we do, reducing the rates of reoffending and hopefully reducing the impact on any victims in the future.
Okay. Richard Tiller, thank you very much indeed, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you.
So has Richard changed your views? How would you feel about working or employing someone with a criminal record? Maybe it would depend on what the record was, and would you feel like you had the right to know if you're working in the same office or beside someone with a record? 030 30 80 55 55. We'll take your calls on this in a moment. Stephen also spoke to Shane and Sarah, that's not her real name, who are both currently serving time in Hyde Bank Wood College and have been given opportunities to work outside while seeing out their sentences. Stephen began by asking Sarah how she ended up in there.
It was actually a drugs charge. Stuff was found in my house. It was a good lot of years ago, really. I just fell in with bad company and sort of went down the wrong path.
And you were sentenced to 3 years and 6 months?
Yeah.
Some of that being custody, a year and a half in custody plus a year of licence.
Yeah, and then I'll be getting an early release date then for good behaviour.
What's it like when you lose your freedom, Sarah?
Undescribable, really. I don't even know how to really say it. It's just, you feel like your whole world is crashing around you. You know, you don't think that anyone's ever going to wait for you, you know, and that you're going to lose a lot of people. It wasn't even the fear, really, of coming in. It was the fear of what I was going to be losing and leaving behind.
And what did you lose?
Probably a lot of respect from a lot of people. My two boys. And also I was studying to be a veterinary nurse at the time. So I've lost that also.
Being taken away from your children, that must be devastating.
Big time. But in here, it really has sort of opened my eyes up to a lot of things, and like a lot of the people, mostly men. It's men that have actually really got me in trouble throughout my life, the men that I have chosen. And I didn't really see, you know, look at the bigger picture. I just was sort of going to people, that probably the wrong people, for sort of security when it was anything but. It was just a disaster.
There will be people, you know this, there will be some people shouting at the radio, you should have thought about the consequences of being taken away from your children and losing your freedom before you got associated with drugs.
It's not that I got associated with drugs. It was just, it's not that there was a string of people that I went with that did drugs. It was just this one person in particular that wanted to keep something in my house.
Well, you were committed for possession of drugs with intent to supply.
Oh, I know. That's because I was the only one that was actually sent down for it.
Okay. So what's experience been like then in Hyde Bank? Does it change your mind about criminality?
Oh, big time. You know, all you have is time to think in here, you know, about all the decisions you've made over the years. I've never actually sat down properly and, you know, looked at the past to see where I went wrong. You know, I never appreciated life properly at all. I just sort of was just flying on by and just, I was very impulsive, but now I actually stop and think about things.
Clearly, some people will take the hardline approach, like, don't re-educate you inside, don't put resources into someone like you, just let you go into somewhere like that and forget about you. And what Hyde Bank's strategy is and what the management thought process is, invest in you. Treat you like a student. Try to get you coming out in society where you will not offend again.
Well, no, they are very good that way, you know, and they give you a lot of structure and stuff. And, you know, all the different classes, they do motivate you to get up out of bed in the morning. You know, the cookery and art and bricklaying, if you want to do that. And then I would have been a painter, so I would have painted cells and stuff. So you learn a lot of different skills also. But, you know, it's definitely worthwhile, the fact that the money has been put into here, especially for the younger boys. You know, you can see, like the people that I've met at the start, the younger boys, you know, whenever I talk to them now, there's a massive, massive difference in a year of how, you know, the respect-wise, you know, towards other people. So, no, definitely.
What are you going to do when you get out?
I'm going to go back to tech and do my fitness. And then I also would like to do some youth work as well.
Sarah, thank you for talking to me today. I know Shane is waiting there. Maybe you can pass the phone to him as well. Shane's 22 years of age. Hello, Shane.
Well.
It's Stephen. How are you doing?
All good, all good.
Oh. Good. Well, look, good to talk to you today. I guess we're wanting to talk to people inside Hyde Bank to find out what it's like going in there. You went in November 2015 for wounding with intent.
Yes.
Did you consider yourself to be a bad person going in?
Well, see, I've never been in any trouble before that. I've never been arrested. I had a completely clean record and nothing. I was never in trouble. So it wasn't like, so I wouldn't say I was a bad person, like, but it was on a slippery slope, you could say, you know.
And do you think they were right to give you the sentence you got, years, 6 months?
Not that heavy. I haven't spoke to anyone who said it was right, like.
What did you do, Shane? What did you actually do?
I was just involved in an altercation outside a nightclub, so it was, and then I don't really want to get into much detail about it, like, but just something happened and I wish it hadn't happened.
Yeah, and That split second of that happening changes your life.
Oh, it's crazy. People don't understand. People don't understand as well how easy it can happen to them. It's so easy to land yourself in here, like, and no one ever thinks that, oh, you have to be a very bad person. They end up in high bank. Like, you don't. Just takes one wee mistake.
How old were you getting in?
20. 20 was it? 20.
Can you remember the first day getting in?
Oh, I remember it rightly. I always remember it.
What do they do to you when you get up to the door? Like, what happens?
You are signed in, and then you have to get a shower, and then you're given a pair of clothes there until sometimes you would come up with your own clothes. You know, if you're going in from the court, you would bring your own clothes with you, but they have to get, like, processed through. Do you know, they have to get, like, all, like, typed in what you have and what it is and stuff. So they give you a wee pair of clothes, they go up, and then when you're in, you get a full search. So you do. So it's not a strip search, like, but you take your top half off and then you put it back on. Then you take your bottom half off and then you put it back on, you know.
On day one, it must be scary.
That is scary. Like, oh, I didn't sleep a wink that night.
And so what do they do with you in Hyde Bank to try to teach you not to do that again? Like, how do they get your mind into that situation, or what do they do?
They just, like, they do a lot of courses and stuff. See, it all depends on if you have a, like, your reoffending rate, you see. So, like, if you have a high reoffending rate, they'll refer you to classes, like enhanced thinking skills and stuff, and they'll put you through courses and how to deal with situations you got again and all. But there's a few things to do, and then obviously the Belfast Met, they're in here now as well, if you know that.
Yeah, and you've managed to work outside, haven't you?
I'm out working now, yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm working on mechanics.
And you enjoying that?
Oh, that's brilliant. See, I would have done a bit with cars before I came in. Like, that's what I was doing. So it was good to get back out into something, you know. Do you know what I mean?
And if your victim or the families of your victim were listening to this, do you think they would be comfortable hearing about the amount of investment being put into you?
I couldn't answer that. I wouldn't know. I would like to think, you know what I mean? I would say that it wasn't supposed to happen, do you know what I mean? But I'm sorry for what I don't like, but it's just one of them things. There's no point.
Yeah.
The past is in the past, isn't it?
I guess the wider question is, for those people in society who say, is it worth investing in people like you inside? What would you say to them?
You know what I mean? I wouldn't consider myself a bad person. Like, I just made a mistake. But there's no point in tarring us all with the same brush, do you know what I mean?
Are you optimistic about the future?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? When do you get out?
I get out in 10 months.
You count the days?
No, you couldn't count the days. Put your head away.
What are you going to do when you get out? What are your dreams?
I'll go back to my cars and all again, just so working with the cars, you know, enjoy doing that and stuff.
And are you sure in your own gut you will not reoffend?
Oh, I'll not be back. I'll not do nothing again. If I didn't do nothing before, bar that one thing, I'm not going to do it again. Like.
Okay. Shane, thanks for sharing your story with me today.
No problem.
Thank you, sir.
All right.